Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello again and welcome to another Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM, your local radio station, with me, your host, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. We had a very special service in church on Palm Sunday, the 5th of April 2009, when Stephen Smith became a church member and a disciple of Jesus. He was baptised, and at the same service, his daughter Lindsay was baptised, and the wife and the mother, Moira, was there bringing the daughter. It's a very unusual thing to have a father and a daughter baptised together. In Saltcoats North Parish Church, the last time that happened was 1957, 52 years ago, and then it was a father with a baby daughter. Lindsay, in this case, is 9 years old. Palm Sunday is always a special Sunday anyway, and it's a traditional day for admitting new church members. Jesus Bandwagon Rolls On and On was the title of the minister's sermon. So Stephen was joining this worldwide church that spans across the globe, goes down through all the centuries, has people in heaven as well as on earth. And this bandwagon has been rolling on through the centuries. You can go back to going in two by two into the ark, or crossing the Red Sea, or the people of God going into the Promised Land, or into the exile and back home, all the way up to the time of the original Palm Sunday. In the future, we hope that all the Christians will move forward together in procession as the saints go marching into heaven. So on Palm Sunday, we think of people joining Jesus' bandwagon. We think of people like Zacchaeus falling off his tree to come and see Jesus, blind Bartimaeus recognizing Jesus passing by and grabbing his opportunity, the blind, the lame, the deaf. All sorts of people, down through all the years, they've jumped on this Christian bandwagon. There's nearly 2,000 million Christians today. So into that great big family comes this Smith family. And I'm delighted to say that we have them in the studio tonight. So welcome to the Smiths. Nice to have you. Mm-hmm. And we'll be hearing a bit more from you in a moment. But just to put us in the scene, since it was Palm Sunday, let's hear some Palm Sunday music from Ian White singing Hosanna, and then Graham Kendrick singing Make Way.
Going up to Jerusalem, going up to Jerusalem, Jesus going up to Jerusalem. Hosanna, Hosanna, we lay our branches down. Hosanna, Hosanna, the King is coming to our town. Savior, we lay our branches down. He's the Savior.
We think of this Jesus's bandwagon rolling in on Palm Sunday, rolling on down the years. The latest, newest person to join on this bandwagon is Stephen Smith and his family. So Stephen, it's nice to have you with us. And how are you? Are you still basking in the glory of your moment there in the church?
It's a really nice service and enjoyed the day. Very special.
Can you tell us more about your day? Did you get up early in the morning full of excitement and lots of family and visitors?
The phone didn't stop ringing. We were up back at 7 o'clock in the morning. I don't know how many times people's hair were done and various different outfits were tried on, but a big day for us all. Uh-huh. The family travelled from all over to be there.
And then you got into church and there was a fairly big crowd.
There was. I was quite taken aback, and it was a very emotional day for all of us, I think.
And at the front sat the Smith family and extended family. Some of your closest relatives were there?
Some of them were there. Unfortunately, some couldn't make it. They were overseas or just too far away. But all my family was represented, as was Moira's family as well. It was just a very nice day, just everybody seemed to be emotional. I don't think there was a dry eye in the place.
Yeah. And then you were the focus of attention, because sometimes there are many members joining at the same time. On this occasion, you were the only one by profession of faith, although yes, there were others joining by transfer certificate and a resolution of the session. But most of the service, the spotlight was on you. So did you feel very nervous about it?
Very nervous, excited. It's very sort of, it's difficult to put my finger on exactly how I felt. I was a wee bit taken aback at just how special it all was. It just, a wee bit overwhelming in some respects.
Quite emotional.
A very emotional day, very emotional. I was drained at the end of the day, uh-huh, just emotionally drained, that is.
And yet, when you think about it, the actual ceremony was very basic and straightforward. Mm-hmm. I mean, you sit at the front, then the minister calls you out, and you stand at the front. You make five promises, and then we went on to the baptism. Of course, it'd be more emotional the fact that your wife's beside you and your daughter getting baptised at the same time.
I think it was the thought that all eyes were on me, and there was just total silence behind me, and I'm thinking, you know, yeah, I hope it all goes well.
Also the sense of the occasion.
Very much so.
Because a lot has led up to you being there, hasn't it?
There's been a lot. There's been a lot of ill health in my family, and just there was just an awful lot that happened to him in recent, the past year or so, and this just was a sort of culminated in this final decision for me to join the church.
I was talking with your mum afterwards at the special lunch we had, and she was saying she's waited, is it 40 some years for this event?
47 years. She didn't think she would ever see the day, and I think on the day she was just absolutely delighted that I'd made the decision on my own, and the time was right. I think there just comes a point in your life where you feel it's right for you, and I've now reached that point in my life.
It's a fascinating thing when folks say the time was just ripe. It is sometimes hard to explain that, but can you explain it a wee bit more?
I've gone through most of my life where feeling that religion wasn't particularly important to me. In the past year, I had a second heart attack. My father had cancer. We both pulled through. We're still here. We've been various ill health problems, and yet I'm still here. I just feel, I think, you know, I was literally praying to God, and I know that an awful lot of people were praying for me, and I think this has really just made me realise that there's more to life.
It's great how adversity focuses the mind, isn't it?
It is. It narrows you. You start to think really about just everything. Everything just starts falling into place.
So it was very moving from all ends. I was privileged to be the minister on that occasion. And we're going to hear in a moment from your wife, Moira, telling us her angle on this, and from Lindsay. But first, in the light of you coming forward to be baptised, I'd like to introduce you to this song. I don't know if you know this one, by Ian White, Do You Want to Be Baptised? Followed by Cliff Richard singing You Know Me Better Than I Know Myself.
Do you want to be baptised? Do you want to be baptised? Do you mean what you say, that Jesus is the way? Do you want to be baptised? Do you want to be baptised? Do you want to be baptised? Do you mean what you say, that Jesus is the way? Do you want to be baptised? Well, maybe it was done before you were one. Well, that's okay if it was done by faith. But if that's not true, then think this through. Do you want to be baptised? Do you want to be baptised? Do you mean what you say, that Jesus is the way? Do you want to be baptised? Do you want to be baptised? Do you want to be baptised? Do you mean what you say, that Jesus is the way? Do you want to be baptised? But you knew it in the church or the river or the sea, and your friends can be there and your family. It looks kind of easy, but it's really kind of hard. But it means you gotta have Jesus in your heart. So do you want to be baptised? Do you want to be baptised? Do you mean what you say, that Jesus is the way? Do you want to be baptised? It's just a little way that you show to everyone that Jesus is going to be your number one. It looks sort of easy, but it's really quite hard, cause it means you got to have Jesus in your heart. So do you want to be baptised? Do you want to be baptised? Do you mean what you say, that Jesus is the way? Do you want to be baptised? You can do it in the church or the river or the sea, and your friends can be there and your family. To the water and you get all wet, but the water is warm, so you don't mind the bet. And when it's all over, you're as happy as can be, cause you've shown to everyone that you believe. So do you want to be baptized?
When I'm waking, when I'm sleeping, and the secret thoughts I'm keeping. You know everything about this heart of mine. You know me better than I know myself. Better than I know myself. Time after time, you've shown it to be true. No one loves me like you. No one loves me like you. You'll be there when the end of time has come, and I know you'll take me home. So I thank you for tomorrow, all my joys and all my sorrows. And I thank you for the greatest thing I've known. You know me better than I know myself. Know me better than I know myself. Time, you've shown it to be true. No one loves me like you. You know me better than I know myself.
Better than I know myself.
Better than I know myself.
Time after time, you've shown it to be true.
So Moira, it would also have been a special day for you when Stephen came to be baptised and joined the church. What's your memories of the day? Were you the one doing all the changing of the outfits he was mentioning?
Yes, I was. Yeah, it was a very special day for me too. And I think I was particularly emotional. It was a special day having Lindsay baptised, because we hadn't had her baptised as a baby. And I had joined this church last year. It always slightly saddened me that Stephen wasn't a member of the church and didn't feel as strongly as I did. But to my delight, he made the decision to join.
Were you sort of nagging him to death about it all
really,
the time?
Not really, no, I didn't. In fact, I was very conscious of not pushing too hard. And I think he came to the decision on his own. Through a culmination of things over the past year, as he said. And I think he saw perhaps a wee change in me over the past year, and appeared to be a lot more at peace with myself than I had been, because all the events of the ill health had taken its toll on me, and I wasn't coping particularly well, and I did need some help, and I got it. And I think Stephen saw that in me, and it made him more and more curious, and after spending some time with yourself, he eventually came to the decision he was going to join, and without any pushing from me, went ahead and was baptised and joined the church, to my delight.
Yeah. You see, the reason I've invited you to the studio today is because it is unusual to have a whole family together in this experience. Most times people are joining the church individually.
Yeah.
But you as a family have had your difficult times recently with health things, and now you as a family are sort of coming together in the church.
That's
the familyness of this is what stands out for me looking on.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So you've been sort of bonded in the adversity and
yes. Yes.
Bonded now in faith.
Yes. So. Yes, that's exactly the case. It was something very special for us to share it all together. Normally when you're baptised, it's when you're a baby or when you make the decision when you're older. And I appreciate it's quite unusual for a father and his daughter and mum to all be sharing in that experience together. And yeah. as I say, it was particularly emotional for me. I could barely sing for fear of bursting into tears, but it was also a lovely, lovely day for me, and I was very proud of them both.
Yeah. I mean, the most precious thing in my life was family worship. At the end of a day, my parents would gather us round, we'd have a cup of Horlicks and we'd say a prayer together and read a Bible story together. And every Sunday we went to church together, and I always sat in the same pecking order, my sister, my mother, me, my dad. So I was between my mum and my dad, and I was looking at Lindsay standing between her mum and her dad. Over the centuries, that is how the Christian faith flourishes, when families are families and bring their children up in the faith. But it's not as easy, because like Stephen's mum had been waiting 47 years for this.
Yes.
You as his wife waiting all these years for this.
Yeah.
But when it does come together, it is worth celebrating, isn't it? We've got a song here from Catherine Jenkins called Rejoice. And it's a lovely song about somebody whose faith comes and wavers and then it revives again. So this is Catherine Jenkins.
Where did I misplace my faith? Where did I set it down? Which one the day that I forgot what this was all about? And I came so close to throwing it all away, but I'm taking it back again. So come and rejoice, come and rejoice. What was lost is found. When did I get so sensible, make me a fool again? My life was a half-empty glass, now it's half full again. And this road we take is never an easy place, but somehow we found a way. So come and rejoice.
So we're interviewing the Smith family, and we've heard from Stephen and we've heard from Moira, and they brought along their daughter Lindsay to be baptised at the church on Palm Sunday. So it's nice to have you as well, Lindsay, with us. So when you look back on the day, what was the special moments for you? Were you up early in the morning?
Yeah.
So you're used to going to the church, aren't you?
Yeah.
What do you do at the church normally?
Go to Sunday school.
So you were down seeing all your pals, but you didn't go into the Sunday school on this occasion, you stayed in the church with your mum and dad.
Yeah.
So how did you feel on the day? Were you a bit nervous or were you excited or what?
Both, really.
You were both excited and nervous. Mm-hmm. Do you remember standing up at the bit where we splash you with the water? As the minister, I was slightly nervous too, because you've got a great big long name and I always worry that I'll forget the name. Can you remind us what your name is?
Lindsay Mary Rogers.
I remembered, you know, to help you to remember, you have to think of things. So I was thinking pirates. You know why I was thinking pirates? Jolly Roger. So I nearly said Jolly Roger Smith, you know. But I didn't. There's a story behind your name, isn't there? You're named after somebody.
Named after a song.
What was the song you're named after?
Lazy Lindsay.
Oh, right. Lazy Lindsay. That's a folk song, isn't it? Or a pop song? Yeah.
No, not really.
It's an old Scottish folk song.
An old Scottish folk song,
Lazy
right.
Lindsay.
And are you not named after your granny as well? Something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So how did you feel about the minister splashing water on your head? Were you soaked?
My fringe was a bit wet.
See, quite often I do it to babies and they just howl, but you were okay. You didn't make any noise. And did it feel interesting, standing next to your mum and dad up front, everybody watching? But you don't mind that. So it's nice to have the whole Smith family together, right enough. So was there any other excitement after the service? What did you do after then?
We went home and the family came over to see us.
And it was a big celebration?
Yeah.
So all in all, you were tired but happy, eh? Yeah, very good. Well, we're going to have a song now, sung by children. This is When You Walk With the Lord. In our last section of the programme, I'd like to just chat to all three of you together. I've learned that it was Lindsay who was actually first of the family to go to church. You started going, what was it you went to?
Girls' Brigade.
And you go on a Monday to the Girls' Brigade. What do you do at the Girls' Brigade?
We sing songs and we make things for occasions like Christmas or Easter.
And you like wearing the uniform?
Yeah.
And there's lots of girls go to the Girls' Brigade?
Yeah.
So you went, it wasn't just the Girls' Brigade, what else did you do?
The Sunday school.
Right, so you were a good going church attender and you brought your mum along. Well, she had to bring you, but that's what got her to come, was bringing you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then mum gets dad along. So now the family comes along.
Yeah.
That's right.
So looking forward into the future, what do you see as yourselves getting more involved in?
No, there's
that. Well, have you been at the Guild already?
I haven't, no. No, I haven't been along to the Guild yet.
Oh, well. We'll be targeting you for that.
Yes.
Right. But there's the manse groups, the Bible discussion groups sort of thing. And we're a busy wee church with lots of different activities.
Yeah.
Also like family worship in the home I was talking about earlier. Families get built on different things. Some families are built on going to B&Q, you know. Some are built on going to visit granny. Some are built on sport, to watch Kilmarnock, you know. It's an interesting thought, what's the family going to be built on? And you've been thinking a lot in that area.
Yeah. Well, when I was young, I was very much brought up, was family worship. I went to church with my mum and dad.
It wasn't the Church of Scotland, was it?
It was the United Free Church of Scotland. They had amalgamated with the Free Church had amalgamated with the Church of Scotland in Airdrie at the time. And my parents took me along there. And we also spent our free time at home singing and playing the guitar. My dad played the guitar. My mum was a singer. She was semi-professional at one point. And
We do have a choir.
So yeah.
And the guitar group comes to mind.
Yes, yes.
Lindsay was in the guitar group too, weren't you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're still playing the guitar.
Yeah. She was, yeah. No, it's so that was very much a part of my early life, and I had sort of drifted away from the church in between times and come back to it, probably through Lindsay more than anything. So we do spend time talking about being a Christian and talking about the church, trying to guide Lindsay as well,
mm-hmm.
as a family.
Steer her in the right direction.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to thank all of the Smith family, that's Stephen, Moira and Lindsay, for coming along today and sharing with us your experience, not only on the day about the baptism and the admission, but I'd like to thank you for being on board this bandwagon of Jesus, and we hope that your bandwagon will roll for many years to come and you have many happy times in the church life.
Thank you.
And thank you very much.
So we're going to finish with a song called Revival, Robin Mark, celebrating the fact that the Christian faith keeps marching on through our towns and cities.
Send revival, bring him.